G'day, leaders. Have you ever pressed the pause button and just taken stock of what direction that you're heading in? In this episode, we talk about a concept called steering the ship. It's something that we do annually, and I encourage others to do as well. It's basically where you press the pause button and you take a wider view of life, of work, of health, of relationships, just to check to see if the ship is heading in the direction that you want it to go. We talk about what we do and how we do it, and we encourage you to also every now and then just press the pause button and just check to see, is the ship going in the direction that you want? Enjoy.
Why did it count backwards? Oh no, that we're now recording.
What? Hello, Captain.
Oh, what I
come fly with me. Let's fly. Oh my.
What are we gonna talk about?
I don't know. So leadership, life, and everything else.
Yeah.
And we're live in Bali.
Yeah. Recording in Bali.
Recording in Bali. How exciting is this?
I know. Beautiful weather.
Wow. What a week it's been too.
It has. It's exactly what we needed, what the business needed. Yep.
So what we're going to talk about today is steering the ship, which is a term I use to describe that every now and then you need to take a step back from life, back from business, back from your relationship, back from your family, back from your hobbies, and just check to see, is the ship going in the right direction?
Yeah, just a high level overview, just taking a step back.
Taking stock, yeah. So we do this once a year where we do it for the business, obviously. So we check to see what direction the business is going and where we want to be, but we also spend the time thinking about other areas of life and just, you know, taking a, what do you call it, like an overview.
Yeah.
Of how things are going. And that way you can start to make any adjustments that are needed.
Well, I also like that it's not at the end of the year. It's towards the end of the year, but it kind of gets a bit hectic towards the end of the year for us anyway, and with Christmas and other things, you know, coming up and business, other businesses shutting down, and it's a good opportunity for us to see if we are on track for what the plans that we made last year,
have they come to fruition?
Yeah, and we can
adjust.
See that we got a little distracted along the way.
There was a few distractions. There was a lot of output too.
Yeah. And now moving forward where we want to go, which is awesome.
Very exciting. So this whole concept of steering the ship, it's something that we've been teaching in the time management course for a long time. And I've been to many yearly conferences where I've been invited to speak at their conference, do the typical keynote speech. But I've also been to a few where I've run like breakout workshops. And, you know, it's kind of like the companies use them as a celebration. They report in their earnings for the year or the projections for the next year, the budgets, and the leaders will go off and have a little session, and then the staff will have a big plenary and they'll get together. And I love the fact that companies do that, but I've always suggested to my clients that they need to go a bit deeper. They need to actually use them as a planning opportunity to steer the ship.
Yeah.
And so to encourage their staff and the leaders and the senior leaders to essentially do what we've done this week, and that is to elevate yourself above the organization, look at what direction the organization or your team or you individually, how you're going, and make any adjustments. So it's like getting out of the day-to-day grind so you can really see from a different perspective how things are traveling.
I think that's the thing, the grind. It's very easy to get caught up in that. And I know I'm guilty of that. It's just getting things done that are on my list and, you know, that I had planned. But losing sight, I suppose, of the complete overview. So, yeah, it's refreshing because now I can see the grind has actually, you know, we have moved forward.
Resulted. Yeah. Well, yeah. That's the thing. If you every day you're in business as usual.
Yes.
So you work in an organization or you work for yourself as we do, business as usual is you wake up, you go and do whatever tasks you have on that day, and you're focusing on the most immediate needs. But very rarely do you carve out time to be strategic. Very rarely do you sit there and think, okay, how are we traveling? Where are we going? What are the mistakes that we've made? What are the improvements we can make based on the learning from the mistakes? Those sort of things. And that's why I've absolutely loved this week. And I think you can hear it in our voice. We sound a little bit more chilled after a week.
Chilled but excited.
Chilled but excited, yeah. But just being more strategic about the way the future is going to unfold for us.
Mm.
So we've had some expansion. So we're expanding, bringing on some new talents.
Yep.
Yes, to help us this year. And we're quite excited about next year as to what the business looks like and what we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
But
I'm just going to say one of the good side benefits is that we also had a policy of no tech, so obviously we're recording.
Yes.
So we're on tech, but no phones, no laptops, just good old pen and paper and books and walking and talking.
That's it. Those walks along the beach in the morning, just watching the sunrise and thinking about strategy. How refreshing was it?
Oh, I know. And it's just, I think I'm speaking for myself, I think I was at a little bit of burnout and I'm inspired and feeling creative about, you know, what's coming and even the ideas that we were, you know, discussing and just throwing out there. I think there's some more energy behind it.
Yeah. Yeah, you need that reset. You need that recharge, and the only way I think you can do that is to be more strategic in your thinking, to get out of the day to day, and really to look at what is business as usual, but what needs to change so that's going to be more effective going forward.
I think the business is like at the day to day, it has been. Unfortunately, the phones and laptops and, you know, the emails coming in and text messages and different things. And having a week of not having that, it's been great to just be present.
And how sad was it what we saw at the pool?
Yes.
Oh, we have to describe this. So Michelle and I took the opportunity to go and spend a little bit of time at this adults only pool
debauchery. I doubt it though, because you weren't even allowed to take a drink into the pool.
No. So it was no kids allowed at this particular part of where we're staying. And so we went down there just thinking, oh, it's going to be a little bit more quiet than the main area of the resort that we're staying in. But we went into this adults only sanctuary. It was like a Zen pool.
Yeah, Zen pool.
It was one of those infinity pools. So it was an absolutely beautiful setting. But when we got there and we looked around, how shockingly disappointing was it?
Yes, they'd lots of skin. Lots of skin. People were in skimpy swimmers and things and very brown and oiled up.
That's not what we noticed, was it?
No.
It was the fact that every single person there was staring at a screen.
At their phone.
There could have been 30 or 40 people.
Yeah.
So they've flown halfway around the world, wherever they've come from, to sit around a pool and look at their screen, something that they probably do every day at home.
Mm.
And it was really, really quite sad, the fact that people can't go on holidays these days and just maybe sit there with their thoughts or a good book or talk to each other.
Yeah.
There was couples everywhere, but none of them were talking. They were all on their phones looking at Instagram and TikTok and all the other social media. I saw one person like swiping on their phone, and next to them they also had an iPad that they were flicking through. It was dual technology, and it was really sad.
Well, one of the conference centres we went to, I was discussing it with one of the event managers there, and she was saying that they laugh because they see this as well. People come from all around the world to a beautiful location that is Instagram worthy or whichever, you know, app worthy, and rather than being in it, they're looking at other people in tropical paradise, yeah, whilst they're in tropical paradise themselves, but not actually being present.
How hilarious is that? That you're sitting around a beautiful pool in a tropical paradise that you often dream about going on holiday, and then you pull out a phone and you look at other people doing the same thing somewhere else. It was absolutely ludicrous. We couldn't help laughing. I felt very rude, and people were actually looking up off their phones.
We didn't stay for long, did we?
we were there for minutes. It was sad. It was really, really sad to see. But yeah, like you said, at these conference centres that we've been visiting and talking to, because we want to put a new leadership event. One of the things that we're here planning is this big leadership event that we're going to be putting on, and one of our ground rules is no technology.
That's right.
Yeah, it's getting people full back immersion. To basics. How can you possibly think that going away and staring at a screen is a holiday? I just don't get it.
No, but even learning. So the whole thing about the leadership retreat is to be fully immersed and with like-minded people, and you know, looking at all the challenges and innovation and bouncing ideas off other people, like-minded people, without the distraction of, you know, having emails come in or looking at social media. Sure, you may have to check in at home, you know, after hours or whatever, but it's that ability to be 100% present, like you used to be or like you are when you're at university or college, or you know, you're in a role that is your presence is critical. You have to be on, you have to be there, and that's our vision for when people come.
So we're doing it ourselves this week, so we're steering the ship. So we're taking a bird's eye view of business and life and health and relationships and kids, etc. So that's part of what we're thinking for the leadership retreat, is to get people to step outside of their daily life and really start to steer the ship. So let's go deeper into it, what it looks like to steer the ship. So there's different elements or areas within your life, and the obvious one, which we've been spending a lot of time on this week, is your business. So if you're an owner of a business, if you're a leader of a team, or if you're just an employee, I shouldn't say that, an employee, if you're an employee and you need to maybe every now and then, and we try and do this at least yearly, is take yourself out of your day-to-day, elevate yourself above what you're doing in your day-to-day, and just have a bird's eye view. Are you heading in the right direction? Are you steering the ship in the direction that you want, career-wise, business-wise, team-wise? What have you learned over the last year? Now, I've recently heard it's not learned, it's learned. UK is learned, and America is learned, and Australia just goes with whichever
we do
one
either.
They want.
We go both ways.
So when we're so closely related to both America and England, we can go either way. Just what have you learned over the last year? What are your wins, and what can you take away from those wins? And what are the things that didn't go so well in your business or in your role? And what can you adjust? Well, and how often do people do this?
Often you have to be agile and be able to pivot quickly on things when they're like immediate actions required. But sometimes you don't come back onto track, and it's that squeaky wheel that's constant over there, which is distracting you or taking you away from your North Star, where you were initially aiming for. So that's what we've found that helps us. And we have regular check-ins anyway.
We do it actually daily, don't we?
But it also works for your personal life and your social life, like your social aspects, where you want to be fitness wise health wise your family.
So they're the other roles. So the first role that we've spent a lot of time this week in is the work role, but then you've got your relationship. And so why not sit down with your partner once a year, once a fortnight, you make your duration, whenever you want, how frequently you want to do this, and just check in and say, hey, how are we going? How's this relationship working for you? What do you need from me that you're not currently getting? And just checking in and steering the ship again. So if your relationship if you're drifting apart, more date nights.
Yeah.
More time together. If you are drifting apart, find out what are you not giving your partner that would bring them back towards you, those sort of things.
Yeah.
And so you've got your relationships, and then you've got relationships with your kids. So that's another one. You could sit down with your kids as we both have done many times, and say, hey, how are we going as a family? Where are things, what's important to you, what needs to change? And you know, you can use that as an opportunity to remind them of chores and different things. And then you've got your relationships with your friends, so you could just take stock. And I'm an introvert, so I have a handful of very, very amazing close friends, and I often sit down and think about them and think about, okay, am I spending enough time contacting them? And often I'm not, because being an introvert and being so invested in what we do day by day to day, I must admit that that's an area I've decided this week to invest more time and energy into.
I'm definitely guilty of that also.
Yeah.
And then our health.
Yeah, health is another area that you really need to look at and steer the ship. And you want to start looking at any negative or bad habits that have crept in, and also the positive ones. So one of the things we've done this week is to celebrate. So in each of these roles that we're talking about, where you're steering the ship or you're taking a bird's eye view over the role, is to celebrate the wins. And I'm very proud of my daily cold showers now.
Oh, yeah.
The first thing I do when I get out of bed is walk into no matter how cold it is, I walk into that bathroom and I wake myself up with a cold shower, and it's invigorating. I'm proud that that has now become my morning ritual.
Can I just point out, though, that your cold shower in Bali is not that cold?
Oh, how disappointing is it? I turn and I go, when's it going to get cold? Come on, please. It's like being in Darwin. That's when we're going to Darwin soon. And we spoke about cold showers and ice baths there. And that was a few months ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going back up there soon. So they laugh. They just can't get cold showers. What are your wins this year in any area of your life that you're celebrating?
Professional.
Yep.
Taking the step across to New Memory full time.
Yes.
And speaking full time.
Yep.
And
your TED Talk.
My TED Talk, yeah, yes.
Down at Griffith.
Yes,
that
which
was awesome.
I'm not sure when it's coming out.
Soon.
Soon. And also the book is finished. Now just need to find an editor and a publisher.
You will. It's an amazing set of stories. It's one big story, but it's just incredible. I've had the privilege of being one of the first to read it, and it's extraordinary.
Well, even just writing them, and I have been editing them quite a few times, which a mentor has told me that my fear of success is holding me back. So I just keep editing. Mm. Anyway, that's another podcast. But the reading through some of the stories, they brought back memories, and one in particular about a gentleman I flew for Angel Flight. It really brought tears to my eyes. And I think we've actually discussed it on one of the podcast episodes before. But just reading it, I got a bit teary again.
Yeah.
So that's been
so
great.
So celebrating wins.
Yeah.
So physical health, what are the other areas in life that you need to look over? So friendships, relationships, work, health, hobbies.
Yeah.
Are you still investing in your hobbies? Are you carving out enough time for yourself to do what you love doing? And I was speaking to one of my mentors the other day, and he reminded me that my happy place is swimming.
Yes.
And I do not do enough of it. Here, obviously, we've got the resort pools and we can do a lot of it, but on my daily and weekly, I often check into hotels. Have I told you about my pool hotel dilemma?
No.
No. Okay. So this is a trick somebody's playing on me. Many years ago, I went to New Zealand, and I specifically booked a hotel in Queenstown because they had this amazing outdoor spa, and you could sit in an outdoor spa in the snow. And I was looking forward to this. So big holiday. Went over to Queenstown. Went up to reception. Checked in, and I said, "Oh, and can you let me know where the outdoor spa is? I've been looking forward to it all week." And they said, "Oh, it hasn't been built yet." and so I was very, very upset, because like this was one of my bucket list. I don't know how this got on my bucket list, but have a spa outside in the snow. I thought you jump out of the spa, you roll around in the snow, you jump back in the spa. What an amazing experience. But they said, "We're so sorry, it hasn't been built yet." I said, "How do you put that on your website if it hasn't been built yet?" And anyway, and so they were very nice, because then they got a little taxi for us and sent us off to an onsen bath in Queenstown, which was just the most amazing experience. Anyway, ever since then, I've had this curse follow me. I will ring a hotel and say, hey, do you have a pool? Is it working? Blah, blah, blah. But I'll get to the hotel and it's not working. It's broken down the day before. All right, I rang one hotel. I won't name them because this was cheeky. I said to them, is your pool working? And they said, yes. And I said, it's definitely working. And they said, yes, because I love swimming.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got to the hotel. I went up to reception. I said, where's your pool? I said, just out there. I said, oh, cool. Can I have a towel? Grabbed the towel, went out there. And it was advertised as heated, a heated outdoor pool. So I jumped in, and this is before I got into the cold therapy and the cold water.
Plunge, yeah.
Yeah, cold plunge. And it was the coldest pool I've ever dived into. And I immediately lost my breath. I jumped out. I dropped myself off. I went back to reception. I said, you said it was heated. And they said, yeah, it is, by the sun.
Oh.
But no actual solar heating on the roof. It was just whatever the sun could manage to do to the water that was outside. Anyway, so that's a long story to share that I need to get back swimming.
It's reminded me that the email that you received from a lady that you coached a while ago in her fitness journey.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know if you can... find it, and
I will find it.
Yeah, but just the
and now I'll get my microphone and bring it back to my mouth. Yeah, let's keep talking.
So the story, and I think you've mentioned her, well, I know you have in your workshops, definitely about the easier, and then how you coached her or mentored her, and then her relationship with exercise and food all changed, and now where her life is, where it's taken her.
So Danny, I won't say where she, I won't give out her surname just in case she doesn't want to be named on the podcast, but yeah, she approached me many years ago, and we had a chat just about life and where she was at, and she shared some personal things with me, and I just shared a couple of, I guess, thinking strategies.
Mm.
And then a couple of years later, she sent me a beautiful message, and with before and after photos. And the before photos, she wasn't healthy as she is now, or as healthy as she wanted to be as she is now. And since then, she's moved up to the Gold Coast. Her and her husband have bought a gym. They and she is just a shining example of somebody who took stock, which is what we're talking about today, you know, steering the ship. Is my life going in the direction that I want? She took stock and she thought, no, my life is not going in the direction that I want. She reached out to me. We had a bit of a chat, and again, shared some thinking strategies and just a few mindset shifts. And she has done enormously well to steer the ship in a much healthier, much more life balance. Anyway, I could go on and on, but yeah, it's a real success story. I loved receiving that email, and then she just recently contacted me to again say that her and her husband have bought a gym, and their lifestyle is balanced. And
their whole family is fitness.
It's brilliant. It's I'm just so proud of her. But that's what we're talking about here. It's about stopping your day-to-day, your business as usual, your life as usual, your relationship as usual, your health as usual, everything as usual is your day-to-day. And in your day-to-day, you can't be strategic. So we need to get away, we need to steer the ship, and we need to make sure that we are using that opportunity to change the course if the course needs to change.
Mm.
And the way you do that is by continuing what is working and adjust what is not working. And so carve out some time to do it. Like, we have had the absolute blessing of being able to do that this week.
Yeah.
And we can feel the results ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah, just really, really excited about what's to come. And yeah, getting back on track to where we were heading anyway. Just slight little detours. But, yeah, And celebrating, like you said, celebrating wins.
Yeah. Well, we sat down and we wrote down our wins and it went over pages. It was just lovely to see. And like we talk about little wins as well as the big wins. It's not just celebrating the big things that you've achieved throughout the year, like you writing your book and everything else. It's the little adjustments.
Well, playing board games every night.
Exactly. Rather than the kids going off and watching TV or whatever. It's about designing your life and steering the ship.
Mm.
Mm. A little bit disappointing we didn't get our special guest this week.
Yes, I know. Anyway, we almost crossed paths at the airport.
We were so close to having a very, very special guest, but we will plan to get him on the podcast in the future.
Yeah.
Actually, we've got some lovely guests lined up, haven't we?
We do.
Some very exciting guests.
Yeah, and again, that was part of this week is how we want the podcast, our vision for the podcast and the guests that we have lined up, and really excited to, because every guest has done something amazing and we have an affinity or with them in some way, and we know them or we've admired them from afar, or we know them and admire them, but they're very inspiring people.
Yeah. Okay, so the message: get out of the business as usual, life as usual, relationship as usual, steer the ship. Learn what you can learn from what didn't go the way you wanted. Celebrate what did go well, and just take some time out for yourself. Don't do it New Year's Eve and go, this year I'll quit drinking. That was fun. And this has been a great week. Thank you so much, Michelle, for what has been an amazing week. And I look forward to doing this again in a year's time. I don't know where we'll do it. Maybe the Maldives.
Oh, that'd be nice before it sinks.
Before it sinks, because we're going to get over it and speak over there. That's on our bucket list.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, we're not going to call out to our potential sponsors because they haven't reached out to us yet, but the car wash kid keeps washing those cars.
That's right.
Cheers.
Bye. Well, that was fun.
You're such a clown.
The clown. Captain.
Lady Captain. Lady.
And who's going to listen to this? Maybe our mums.
Thanks, Mum.